For millions of Americans, an important part of the holiday season is volunteering. The problem is, so many people want to give back at the same time, it's become an annual bottleneck for nonprofits that serve people in need. Reporter Andrew Steltzer hit the holiday charity circuit in Philadelphia to see if there's a better way to spread generosity throughout the year.
On Thanksgiving morning in Philadelphia's Kensington neighborhood, the St. Francis Inn is serving on its holiday schedule, which means this is the soup kitchen's only meal of the day. It's restaurant style, so guests come in, sit down at a table, and are brought a plate of food.
It is turkey, yams, cranberry sauce, and stuffing.
Marissa Ryan was stirring a giant pot of iced tea. She's been on staff at St. Francis Ministries for the past 3 years and does a bit of everything, including working with the volunteers.
We had a ton of people calling and emailing and asking us if they could come today, but we're a very small business, so we can't get 40 volunteers to fit into one little space like this.
Today's volunteer spots have been filled up since August. Every year, the competition for shifts on Thanksgiving and Christmas is fierce. But Father Michael Duffy says, ironically, those special days aren't actually very busy. There are so many other options out there for a hot meal.
You know, churches have little suppers, supermarkets give away turkeys. So, and if any of our guests have any connection at all with their family, it's today that they go back to their family.
Fewer guests plus loads of volunteers means that looking around the room, there were a lot of helping hands just sort of standing around. Among them, 9 men wearing matching black leather vests. Vince Hall is co-founder of the Thoroughbreds Law Enforcement Motorcycle Club. This was their first time volunteering at St. Francis.
The holidays just makes people think about, I'm blessed, I have all this. There's people out there that don't have what I have. How can I help them? And you might not think about that in May or June or July or whatever.
To be clear, the people I talked to for this story all said that volunteering is a good thing at any time of year. But having everyone in the giving spirit all at the exact same time just isn't logistically ideal, especially because during the rest of the year, there's often a shortage of help.
People eat all year long, so there's no need to save it for one day.
April McGregor is a chef and board member at the People's Kitchen. The group was founded in 2020 and is trying to take a different approach. For starters, they didn't even serve a meal on Thanksgiving Day. Instead, she led a team of volunteers cooking ham, turkey, and both traditional and non-traditional fixins on Wednesday, the day before.
At this table, we have Samuel, who's chopping up celery and onions that are going into the cornbread dressing. And then Jake is working on a sauerkraut salad with some fermented beets that we make in-house.
McGregor's an expert in canning and preserving. That's one strategy she uses to maximize unexpected food donations and the holiday influx of people power.
Not related to today's meal, but we had a bunch of green tomatoes donated. So Chin is working on a salsa verde that after Thanksgiving, we actually often get a lot of turkey donations. So we're kind of thinking ahead to doing a pozole verde.
Chen Lu ladled a huge pot of that salsa verde into a plastic tub for storage. He's worked in food service and is a regular volunteer here.
I would say for me, at least, it's like the best parts of working in a restaurant.
Lou helps out a couple times a month, making it part of his routine. That's what nonprofits say they need the most. Reliable, repeat volunteers.
Volunteering feels very good for a lot of people, and there is that. And then there is also figuring out how does this kind of become a part of your life versus, you know, once in a blue moon type of stuff.
So when you make that annual appearance at the local homeless shelter or house of worship, maybe consider signing up for a second day in January too. Odds are they'll have a lot more work for you to do. For NPR News, I'm Andrew Stelzer in Philadelphia.